Gil Sandler, the legendary Baltimore folklorist who wrote for local newspapers and for WYPR, has died. The three producers who worked with Gil on Baltimore Stories have this remembrance. Here's Lisa Morgan, Mary Rose Madden, and Luke Spicknell.
I met Gilbert Sandler nearly 16 years ago in February 2003 and started working with him on his series Baltimore Stories. And I was just always amazed at his breadth of knowledge of this city and also his love of this city, of the places and neighborhoods and food and traditions and the people of this city. I think that I came to really appreciate Baltimore a lot more from my experiences working with Gilbert. And one of the things that I enjoyed the most about working with him was the way he just seemed to find the good in things. He had lived through such crazy times. He had seen so much good and so much bad in this world and had so many incredible experiences, but he still seemed so hopeful and so positive. And I think that that is an extraordinary gift that he gave to me and that he gave to all of his listeners. And for that, I will always be grateful.
When it was my turn to produce Baltimore Stories, I was handed a manila folder with a perfectly drawn bow tie on it. I knew the voice, and I'd get to know the man over the next 10 years. He'd come in with his number two pencil, his scripts, his bow tie, his trench coat, and his rain hat, even if it was sunny, because you never know. And of course, he brought the goods. He always got the story.
This is a story about a gangster who ran Chicago, but who was run out of Baltimore.
With that voice, he told us about Al Capone in Little Italy, the Knothole Gang. He brought us Rice's Bakery delivery truck, a famous hula hooper who rapped The Mummy, the backstory of the Natty Bow song, famous spelling bees, cat rodeos, and, well, you know them all. But there was also this voice.
Goodbye to Gypsy. Hello, Mary Rose. Got it?
Gil loved to sing almost as much as he loved to write, I think. Emil Bendit, a longtime friend of the Sage, told me recently Gil would spend many Thursday afternoons at Barbara and Sig Shapiro's house. They had a little salon. Sig on the piano, Gil on vocals. Emil says Gil's favorites were dancing, baseball, linguine with clam sauce, his alma mater, City College High, and his usual up until the last day. Three newspapers a day. The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and his beloved, the Baltimore Sun. Not a bad way to end a gig.
I'm WYPR engineer Luke Spicknell. I began producing Gil's Baltimore Stories with him around 2015 until we recorded his final story in the fall of 2017. Having listened to and loved Gil's Baltimore Stories for years, I was a little nervous to work with him at first, but I quickly learned that warm-hearted tone wrapped in the old Balmer accent that sailed out on the airwaves and into our receivers was not the product of some radio magic. It was Gil. He was always excited to come to the station, to be working on a new piece or a new delivery to past work to make it more effective, to better connect with the listener. He really cared about the details and about getting it right. And I'm lucky that some of that rubbed off on me. My favorite part of my sessions with Gil was after we had finished recording. We would wait outside the building together for his cab to arrive. That's when I really got to talk with Gil. When he would break out into song, share hard-won advice, recite poetry, and I'd form myself into a sponge to absorb as much of it as I could. After one of my last sessions with him in September 2017, he started singing a song to me as we waited for his cab. I didn't know why at the time, but something told me I needed to record this.
I've stayed around and played around this whole town too long. Summer's almost gone, yeah, winter's coming on. I've stayed around and played around this whole town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on.
Thank you for everything, Gil.